Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, AI Prompt Engineering, Foundations of Communication with LLMs by Nelson Ming, presents prompt engineering as a practical discipline for building reliable generative AI and agentic AI systems, not just a collection of clever tricks. The book frames prompts as interfaces that shape behavior, control risk, and connect user intent to model output across the full lifecycle, from early prototypes to production deployment. It emphasizes how to translate goals into structured instructions, how to guide reasoning without over-constraining creativity, and how to design prompts that remain stable under changing inputs and real user behavior. Alongside core prompt patterns, it highlights evaluation, testing, and operational concerns that matter once an application must meet quality standards. The focus extends to agentic workflows where a model must plan, call tools, and coordinate multi-step tasks. Overall, it offers a foundations-first approach aimed at developers, builders, and teams who want repeatable methods for prompt design and governance, rather than trial-and-error experimentation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, prompt engineering as an interface discipline. A central theme is treating prompts as an interface layer between humans, business intent, and probabilistic model behavior. Instead of viewing a prompt as a single instruction, the book positions it as a designed artifact that includes roles, task framing, constraints, and success criteria. This perspective helps teams reason about why a model output is acceptable or not, and which part of the prompt contract needs adjustment. It also encourages clarity about the operating context, what the model should assume, what it must ask for, and what it must never do. By focusing on interface design, readers can move from ad hoc prompting to repeatable structures that can be reviewed, versioned, and maintained, like other software components. The discussion naturally connects to product requirements, where you define the user journey, expected outputs, and acceptable error bounds. This topic also covers how prompt structure influences tone, specificity, and safety. When prompts are treated as interfaces, you can intentionally design for robustness across varied inputs, reduce ambiguity, and create outputs that integrate smoothly with downstream systems such as databases, UIs, or reporting pipelines. Secondly, core prompt patterns for controllable outputs. The book highlights practical prompt patterns that increase controllability and reduce variance in model outputs. These patterns commonly include clear task definition, explicit output formats, boundary conditions, and stepwise workflows that guide the model through analysis to deliverables. The emphasis is not on gimmicks, but on durable techniques that generalize across use cases like summarization, classification, extraction, drafting, and transformation. Readers learn to specify inputs and outputs precisely, such as demanding structured fields, lists, or JSON-like schemas for integration into applications. Another pattern is providing criteria for quality, such as completeness checks, coverage requirements, and disallowed content. The book also explores how to include examples or reference structures without making the model overly rigid, supporting both creativity and compliance. These patterns help reduce the need for repeated back and forth with the model and improve consistency among different users. The overall goal is to create prompts that behave predictably under production conditions, where there is no time to manually fix responses. By emphasizing patterns, the book gives readers a toolkit for building prompts that are testable, auditable, and easier to iterate. Thirdly, building agentic workflows and tool use. A distinguishing focus is applying prompt engineering to agentic AI, where a model is expected to plan, act, and coordinate tasks rather than only respond. This topic covers how prompts can define an agent role, objectives, and operating rules, as well as how the model should decide when to use tools, request clarification, or stop. Agentic systems introduce new failure modes such as looping, tool misuse, and brittle planning, so the book frames prompts as guardrails that keep actions aligned with user intent. It also addresses decomposition, breaking complex goals into manageable steps, tracking intermediate results, and maintaining a reliable task state. In real applications, agents often interact with external systems like search, code execution, ticketing tools, or databases. Prompt design becomes critical for specifying tool schemas, handling tool errors, and ensuring outputs are grounded in retrieved information. This topic also includes coordination patterns, such as a manager-worker structure or specialized sub-agents for research, writing, and verification. The result is a blueprint for moving from chat-style prompting to orchestrated workflows that can deliver repeatable outcomes. Fourthly, testing, evaluation, and quality assurance for prompts. Prompt quality cannot rely on intuition alone, especially at system scale. The book emphasizes evaluation methods that make prompting measurable, enabling teams to test changes and prevent regressions. This includes building representative test sets, defining acceptance criteria, and tracking metrics such as accuracy, format compliance, completeness, safety adherence, and user satisfaction. It also highlights the importance of evaluating across diverse inputs, including edge cases, ambiguous requests, and adversarial attempts to bypass constraints. Because LLM behavior can vary, the topic stresses repeatability techniques like deterministic settings where possible, standardized rubrics, and automated checks for structure and policy compliance. Another key point is separating prompt defects from data defects and model limitations, which helps teams decide whether to adjust instructions, add retrieval grounding, or change the application flow. The book also encourages versioning prompts, running A/B comparisons, and documenting prompt intent so that teams can collaborate effectively. By treating prompts as testable artifacts, organizations can improve reliability, reduce production incidents, and align the system with both user needs and governance requirements. Lastly, deployment considerations and operational prompt governance. Once a prompt moves into production, operational realities shape how it must be managed. The book addresses deployment-level concerns such as prompt version control, environment-specific configuration, monitoring, and safe iteration. It explores how prompts interact with system messages, user inputs, and dynamic contexts like retrieved documents or tool outputs, and why these interactions must be controlled to avoid unpredictable behavior. Governance also matters. Prompts can encode policy, compliance rules, and brand tone, so teams need review workflows and audit trails. The topic includes strategies for minimizing prompt injection risk by isolating untrusted text, validating outputs, and enforcing strict formatting for downstream processing. It also covers cost and latency trade-offs, since longer prompts and multi-step agent loops can increase usage and slow responses. Operational guidance extends to logging and feedback loops, helping teams detect where prompts fail and prioritize improvements. In effect, deployment turns prompt engineering into an ongoing practice similar to maintaining APIs. You must monitor performance, handle changes in model behavior, and keep the prompt aligned with evolving product requirements. This lifecycle view helps readers build systems that remain dependable over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for software engineers, product builders, data practitioners, and technical leaders who need LLM features to work reliably in real applications, including agentic workflows. It is also useful for QA and operations-minded teams because it treats prompting as something that must be tested, monitored, and governed rather than improvised. Readers benefit by learning how to convert fuzzy requests into structured prompt designs, how to reduce output variability, and how to set up evaluation practices that make improvements measurable. These skills can improve day-to-day work by speeding up prototyping, reducing rework, and enabling safer automation for tasks like writing, extraction, customer support, or internal tooling. Compared with many prompt books that focus on lists of tricks, this one is worth buying because it emphasizes foundations and lifecycle thinking across development, testing, and deployment. That broader approach better matches how modern teams ship generative AI, where prompts are coupled to product requirements, tool integrations, and risk controls. If you want a repeatable method for building prompt systems that scale beyond demos, this book offers a practical framework. If you would like to support Nelson Ming, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.